When one makes dough and bakes bread, there's an obligation to separate a portion of the dough as challah and give it to a kohen. Now, challah which is tomei must be burnt, and if the dough which one is making is already tomei, he still needs to separate challah and then give it to a kohen, and the kohen then needs to burn it. Now, if somebody is making dough and baking bread on the Yom Tov of Pesach, and that dough is tomei, then we run into a problem. Because in general, once you've made the dough, it has to be cooked very quickly, and you can't just leave the dough there, because the dough will rise and become chametz. So once you've separated the challah, you would need to bake it or burn it as quickly as possible. However, cooking and baking on Yom Tov, and doing other things for the sake of food, that is only permitted if it's for the sake of eating. But here, the challah is tomei, and so it cannot be eaten. So you can't bake it, you can't burn it either, because it's forbidden to burn holy food on Yom Tov. You can't, for example, burn karbonos or truma on Yom Tov, and the same applies for challah. So on the one hand, you can't burn it or bake the bread. On the other hand, you can't just leave the bread like it, the dough like it is now, because if you leave it, then it will become chametz. So the Mishnah asks, Ketan mafrishin challah betuma b'Yom Tov? How does one separate challah which from dough which is tomei on Yom Tov of Pesach? Rebbe Eliezer says, Leitikra l'shem al shetiofeh. You shouldn't declare and give a name of challah to any part of the dough until you bake it. So you should bake the entire dough, and then once you've baked it, then you should separate part of it as challah. And that way, at the time that you did the baking, you were allowed to do so, because you couldn't point to any particular part of the dough and say that that is the challah. None of it was designated as challah yet. And the part which is not challah, you're allowed to bake even if it's tomei, because you can eat it. So then, once you've baked it, then you should separate part of it as the challah, and give that to a kohen who should burn it as soon as possible before it manages to become chametz. So though ideally one should separate challah earlier on in general, before it's baked, in this case you should do so after it's baked, to avoid the problem in the situation. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that you should not do that, you should separate the challah before you bake it. So now you've got a piece of challah dough which is tomei, and therefore you're not allowed to bake it on Yom Tov, because it's not for the sake of eating. But there's another solution, tatel b'tzeinin, you should put that piece of dough in cold water, and if it is left like that, then it will prevent it from becoming chametz, and then once Yom Tov has ended, then it will be permitted to burn it. The reason why Rabbi Eliezer does not view this as a solution is that there is still a risk involved. The water might not be cold enough to prevent it becoming chametz, you might not end up putting enough water. There's still a risk here of the dough becoming chametz. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, you should just bake it as soon as possible, and only then give it the name of challah. Now, Rabbi Yeshua, the third opinion of our Mishnah, comes along and says that the entire problem doesn't start. Because the prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach, the way the Torah says it, is v'lo yira'e l'cha chametz, that no chametz should appear to you. No chametz should be owned by you. It says the word l'cha in the singular, referring to you personally. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, once challah has been separated, until it's been given to a particular kohen, that challah is considered no longer to be the possession of the original owner, but rather the general possession of kohanim. And as such, there's no problem if it becomes chometz, because it doesn't belong to any particular person. This is not the chometz which we are warned about, and which we are forbidden to own as part of the prohibition of Bal Yira'eh, that chometz should not appear to you, or Bal Yimotzeh, and that chometz should not be found. Those are the two words which the Torah uses when referring to the prohibition of owning chometz on Pesach. And as we explained, it only refers to you personally owning chometz, but if it's the collective possession of the Kohanim, then there is no problem, so you should separate the dough before baking it, and you don't even need to put it into cold water. There is no problem if it becomes chometz u'manchatat erev. You should just leave it until the evening, until the end of Yom Tov, then hechmitza, and if it becomes chometz, then it becomes chometz, but that's not a problem.